Take your Bibles, please. Turn to 2 Samuel chapter 23. 2 Samuel chapter 23, verses 8 through 12. And let's all stand together as we read this passage. 2 Samuel chapter 23, verses 8 through 12. And we'll read this passage responsively. Second Samuel 23, verses 8 through 12. These be the names of the mighty men whom David had. The Tachmonite that sat in the seat, chief among the captains, the same was Adino the Esnite. He lift up his spear against 800, whom he slew at one time. And after him was Eleazar, the son of Dodo, the Ahioite, one of the three mighty men with David. When they defied the Philistines that were there gathered together to battle, and the men of Israel were gone away, he arose and smote the Philistines until his hand was weary, and his hand clave unto the sword. And the Lord wrought a great victory that day, and the people returned after him only to spoil. And after him was Shammah, the son of Agi, the Hararite. And the Philistines were gathered together into a troop, where was a piece of ground full of lentils. And the people fled from the Philistines. And let's finish on verse 12 together. Ready? But he stood in the midst of the ground and defended it and slew the Philistines. And the Lord wrought a great victory. And let's pray. Father, thank you for our church. Holy Spirit, thank you for your presence here. God, thank you for our preacher, his leadership. Lord, this morning in our city, one out of every six people were on this property today. What an amazing thought. God, thank you for working in such a great group of people. Lord, from those that worked on the parking lots, those that worked on a bus route, those that worked on a bus mechanically, to those that worked in nurseries and preached and taught, your presence was here. The Holy Spirit, use our preacher tonight. Thank you so much for all that you've done for us. Thank you that it can be said in Martinsburg, there's a man of God in this city. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated.
Let me first of all put you at ease. I realize the hour is late. I won't be long. Please just give me your attention. In the passage of Scripture that we just read, twice we see almost identical words. 2 Samuel 23:10, it says, "The Lord wrought a great victory that day." In 2 Samuel 23:12, again it says, "The Lord wrought a great victory." Those words that God inspired and gave to us through David, the sweet psalmist, are incredible words. The Lord wrought a great victory. In this passage of Scripture, God is describing some of David's mighty men. David had a group of men that helped him. They were like the Navy SEALs. They were David's special forces. They were David's recon unit. These were the mighty men that helped get the job done. In verse 8, it speaks of a man by the name of Adino. It says he lift up his spear against 800 whom he slew at one time. It's no wonder he's called one of David's mighty men. There's a man in verse 9 named Eleazar. And it says, when they defied the Philistines that were gathered together to battle, in verse 10, he rose and smote the Philistines until his hand was weary and his hand clave to the sword. And the Lord wrought a great victory that day. The man fought so long and so hard, when he got back to his tent at the end of the battle, the sword was stuck in his hand. He had a charley horse around that sword from his fighting and the battle that he had been in. In verse 11, a man by the name of Shammah. The Bible says, but he stood in the midst of the ground and defended it and slew the Philistines, and the Lord wrought a great victory. Those words, I see them in this passage of Scripture twice. The Lord hath wrought a great victory that day. When I was thinking of what God has done for us here today, April 22nd, 2012, in this place, those words just ring in my ears. The Lord hath wrought a great victory this day. Now, I'll point something out to you. Those words, the Lord hath wrought a great victory. First of all, I want you to notice it said, the Lord. The Lord. The Lord. Now not me. The Lord. Not you. The Lord. Not some other God. The Lord. The Lord hath wrought a great victory. It wasn't Potbelly Buddha. It was Jehovah God that wrought a great victory today. And then I like it. It says the Lord. Who are we talking about here? Let's make it very, very clear. Jesus. Jesus. We're talking about Jehovah God, our Lord, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, our Savior. We live in a society today. They'd be just glad for you to talk about the Lord and say, well, let's just make that just anybody's God. I'm talking about the God of the old black book. I'm talking about the God of the Bible, Jesus. And don't you ever be ashamed of that. The Bible says the Lord wrought a great victory that day. The Lord, our Lord. And I love it because it says hath wrought a great victory. That means it's been done. Hath. Past tense. It's done. God did it. God came through. God showed himself. And boy, did you get to see God today. I hope you were watching with your eyes wide open at the movement of God in this place. So we see it was the Lord and our Lord, and he hath wrought a great victory. And then it uses the word wrought. He wrought a great victory. What's it mean? He formed it. He worked it. He performed it. He made it. He produced it. Now, folks, we all pitched in and we helped a little, but God wrought the victory. God's the one that produced the victory for us today. And then it goes on to say it was a great victory. A great victory. You know, our God's a great God. We serve a great God. His work is a great work. The New Testament church is a great church. And our God is a great God. And he did something supernatural today. Supernatural. It was great. And, of course, that word victory's in there. Oh, we had a victory. We had a victory. It wasn't a defeat. It was a victory. And we didn't have an average day. We had a great victory today. You know, we love to sing that song, I'm on the winning side. Well, folks, you're on the winning side. You're on the winning side. I like to sing about victory in Jesus. We had victory in Jesus. And it says that day. That day. It was a special day. It said, the Lord wrought a great victory that day. It was a special day, a day to remember, a day for the history books, a life-changing day, a day like none other day. That day was a special day. And I hope everybody here, I hope that you remember this day. Some of you young people, you used to hear stories and about the churches from years gone by and God moving in a supernatural way and great things happening. Hey, you know what? You don't have to just look back in history and say, I heard about that happening a long, long time ago. You watched it happen today. You were a part of it. You watched it happen right here between these walls. God come down in a supernatural way and do something spectacular. Hey, as the world finds out about this great day, they have no concept. They have no idea how much it was raining and how wet it was and what a mess it was. Hey, the one thing people know, when it rains, the Baptists want to stay home. Here we have the whopping big day of our life and it rains. It rains cats and dogs. It was a mess out there, but thank God people came through. Thank God. It was a miracle. Today, God hath wrought a great victory in this place. We should praise him. We should thank him for it. I think we ought to thank him tonight. I think we ought to thank him tomorrow. I think we ought to thank him on Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday and Friday and Saturday. You know what I think we ought to do? We've been working on this for months. We've been praying about it for months. Folks, let's for months and months just talk about what God has done in this place this day. You children, you've watched a little piece of history be carved into the history books today. Never forget it. Never forget what God's done. We're going to need it when we have another big day. You're going to want to learn from what God did today, because I don't think God's through yet. I'm so tired of going across the country and everybody saying, in this day and age, you can't have revival. In this day and age, God no longer moving like that. All fooey with that. God is still alive and God can still do miracles and God still wants to have a supernatural work even in this day and age. And thank God for it. Now just stay with me a few more minutes and I'll be done. Let me say, first of all, let's thank God for letting us serve. Psalm 100 verse 2 says, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. What an honor. He let us have a part. And you think about it. You think about what God let us do. If it were not for the mercy and the grace of God, we could have all been in jail today. We could have been strung out on drugs somewhere. We could have had a hangover from being out drinking last night. But God let us serve. God let us serve. Don't you forget that. You ought to thank Him for that. Number two, let's thank God for the soul saved. All the people that got saved. Psalm 20 verse 5, it says, we will rejoice in thy salvation in the name of our God. Hey, listen, 421 people trusted Jesus Christ in Sunday school this morning. 421 people got saved today. That is just incredible. We had, remember we had Dr. Carl Hatch come in. Dr. Hatch preached for us. We had 103 people saved and we were amazed in one service. Then a couple years later, we had 108 people saved in one service. Today, 421 people one Sunday morning saved at the Shenandoah Bible Baptist Church. They're shouting in heaven. They're shouting in heaven. I say, let's thank God for letting us serve. Let's thank God for the souls that have been saved. Let's thank God for His safety. His safety. Psalm chapter 4 verse 8, it says, I will both lay me down in peace and sleep, for Thou, Lord, only makest me dwell in safety. God's been good to us today. We've had a safe day. We've had a good day. Oh my, did God not watch out for us today? And don't you ever forget that. I'll have to tell you all, on a day like this, I'm like a daddy that's got a daughter out driving for the first time away from home. All day long, I keep wondering, are the buses okay? Are the people okay? Is everybody all right? I don't want anybody to get hurt. And boy, when the buses start rolling in and the captains say, we're all back, everybody's okay. My heart is steadied in my heart. And thank you so much for being careful. And I just thank God. Thank God for watching out for everybody. Thank God that everybody's okay. Let me say then, number four, let's thank God for the turnout in Sunday school. We got the chance to teach the Bible 2,664 people. The Bible says in Psalm 35:8, I will give thee thanks in the great congregation. I will praise thee among much people. You know, our goal was 2012, but God allowed us to go far, far beyond that. God can give us more than that for which we have asked. And God's been good. Let me say number five, let's thank God that Satan was defeated. Yeah. Satan was defeated. Thank God. We had prayed that he would be gagged and bound and that he would not hinder. He would not hinder. 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 11 says, if any man speak, let him speak as the oracle of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. You know what? Jesus put him down again. Jesus put Satan down again, and I am so excited about that, I cannot tell you. Let me say something, and let me be gentle, but let me tell you, in the last 10 years, we've had our battles. We've had our heartaches. We've had our burdens. And I'll tell you, the great Shenandoah Bible Baptist Church has paid its dues. And thank you for hanging in there. The days like today are not wrought in 2 months. Years of blazing a trail from a previous pastor that loved God, and then you just keep building on it, and years of heartache and pain and disappointment, but we just keep going forward for God. And the devil says, I'm going to knock you down and I'm going to knock you out. And we say, by the grace of God, we'll just keep on going. And thank God we had victory today. Thank God we had victory. And then let me say, let's thank God for the stray sheep that came back this morning. The stray sheep. Psalm 79 verse 13 says, "So we, thy people, and sheep of thy pastures, we give thee thanks forever, and will show forth thy praise to all generations." I watched all sorts of folks that have been out of church come back today. Now let's keep after them. Let's keep after them. But thank God for the stray sheep that came back today. And then we ought to thank God for one another. We ought to thank God for one another. 2 Thessalonians 1:3, it says, "We are bound to thank God always for you, brethren." Folks, we're not perfect, not a one of us. Nobody here is perfect. But boy, we ought to love each other and we ought to thank God for each other. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for your hard work. Thank you for your goodness to one another. And I'll tell you, Brother Spencer, you go long and far to find a church with a spirit like this one. Oh, the spirit of these people. You just know there's something different about the old Shenandoah Bible Baptist Church. What a spirit. I love to hear you sing. I like to watch you smile. I like to watch you fellowship. And I like to watch you tithe. Boy, you're a good group of people. And you ought to just thank God for each other. You know, some folks that get themselves right with God, bringing visitors right and left. You know, some folks a couple years ago, they were so messed up with God today, bringing visitors right and left, people pitching in, helping out, shaking hands, loving each other, encouraging each other. Thank God for the Shenandoah Bible Baptist Church. Oh, thank God. And let's thank God for one another, hard working people. Thank you for that. And let me say, I think we ought to publish the great work of God. Publish it. Mark chapter 5, verse number 20, it says, "And he departed and began to publish in Decapolis how great things Jesus had done." I think we ought to publish it. I think tonight you ought to call somebody. I think you ought to text somebody. Not in church, not right now. You know, I think you ought to tell somebody. Some of you that use all the electronic devices for no good, why don't you change your ways? Why don't you just let everybody know what God's done today? Hey, I want you to tweet it. I want you to Facebook it. I want you to blog it. I want you to hog it. I want you to email it. I want you to write it. I want you to snail mail it. I don't care how you do it. No graffiti. But I want you to let everybody know God's alive and God has come down and done something great for the Shenandoah Bible Baptist Church. Other people out there say bad about this and bad about that. Let's let everybody know God's a good God and God did something spectacular today. Let me give you a couple general thoughts. First of all, you went to God and you asked Him for something and He gave it to you. Now you go back to Him and you spend time with Him. If you will spend as much time with Him after the miracle as you spent begging for it, He'll give you another. And God deserves time with you. I want you to be humble. I want everybody here to remember something. God wrought a great work. We're just a bunch of filthy, low down, good for nothing sinners saved by grace. God wrought the miracle. Expect some opposition. Satan is not pleased. But God is stronger than Satan. Let's use this opportunity. Let's follow up on all the visitors. Let's follow up on all the converts. Let's follow up on the new contacts. Those who came back to us and they've been gone for a while. Let's keep after them now. Let's try to keep them right in church. Let's work at it. I want you to do something. I want a whole bunch of you that get a little discouraged about your prayer life. I want you to remember God answered a real big one for you. A real big one. How did today happen? The weather itself. It's just incredible. I was praying at this altar. And I'll tell you what I told the Lord. I said, "Lord, I don't need you to do anything for me. I've preached to huge crowds. I've seen miraculous events. You've been so good to me all my life. But God, my church has worked so hard. And there are some people here that have never seen it. Please, for their sake, for Jesus' sake, answer their prayer. I took all your goal sheets, every one of them. I laid them out across the altar. Every goal, prayed for every one of them individually. Every bus captain's goal, every Sunday school teacher's goal, every individual's goal, one after another, and prayed. Our God is real. And our God is a prayer answering God. And I want you to remember that forever. Never doubt God's ability to answer prayer again. Never. Write it down and remember what God did today. I don't want you to ever forget it. We're going to have an altar call. If you want to come, you may come. My ultimate goal this evening was that we would praise God in song and in words. And I just want God to get the glory for what we've done today. Thank you for your hard work. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes. Every head bowed, every eye closed. If you need the altar in a moment, you'll be welcome to come. In a second, the pianist is going to begin to play. When we begin to play, we're all going to stand. And once we stand, if you need the altar, you are welcome to come to it.